This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines. One of the easy targets is Phil Neville, right? But how much do we give him a pass that this is just a terrible team, dude? We have to just come to grips. We got to get off this whole salary trip. And how much they're spending. There's no chemistry here. This team doesn't work. That one play where Higuain is running down the middle of the pitch and he passes it to the left and Pizarro is nowhere to be found. He's thinking of Acapulco and relaxing and whatever. And he's like standing there. That was the defining moment of the season. And it describes what this team has been in the front office. And on the pitch, it's so disconnected and discombobulated. What freaking coach can win with this group, dude? Please explain that one to me.
Look, so I agree with you. I think I said in the press box and on that very moment, in that very play, that that's the defining image of Inter Miami right now. Yes. Just not on the same page. Just not on the same wavelength. It's not pretty. It's not pretty. And it happens over the course of a game where maybe a player doesn't read the play or doesn't like expect a run or a pass from a teammate. That happens, but this has happened too and far between. Or it has happened way too often for throughout the course of these two seasons. Yeah. Look, as for whether it's just the team or it's Phil Neville, I think it's a combination of both because this team has regressed from where it was last year. It's not only getting beaten with poor performances, getting beaten badly on the scoreline. You look at individual performances and even Lewis Morgan.
LGP should be turning in his check. He should go to Jorge Mas and say, here, bro, I am absolute dog shit because he is terrible, bro. Terrible.
I'm not that low on LGP. I think again, the whole team is not playing.
But I see a lot of mistakes by LGP around the box.
Yesterday for me, LGP wasn't one of the main culprits. Nicolas Figal had probably the worst game for Inter Miami ever had.
He was bad.
He was involved in at least three of the goals, showed a lack of effort. And apathy in terms of defending and getting back sometimes. Lewis Morgan did as well.
No awareness. There was no awareness, bro.
I don't think it's awareness. I think it's just the team is in such a bad way that players are not buying into the game plan, low on confidence, thinking they're going to resolve themselves in situations where they have to rely on the team or vice versa, trying to rely on the team or defer to the team when it's them that has to put out fires. It's not good. It's not good across the board. And again, just going back to individual performances, Lewis Morgan was the standout player last year for Inter Miami. This year has looked a shell of himself, a shadow of himself. I think he has one goal and one assist.
Is that his fault or is that...
Right, that's my point to coaching.
That's Neville, right. Yeah, that's Neville because, you know, every time I see him try to break down a defender, I'm like, dude, that's not who you are, bro. And they take the ball away from him every single time. He's not that guy, and he's trying to use him more into the middle of the field instead of keeping on the outside and letting him set people up. That's what they should be doing, and they don't do that. That's where I do blame Neville. Yes.
Yeah. Right. From a performance standpoint, who has gotten better this year? Who has played better this year?
Zero.
And the best player is probably this year, probably for me, is Greg Oddi, the Brazilian center midfielder who didn't play yesterday. He has missed two games, one because of a red card, another because of yellow card accumulation. So your best player has missed two games because of disciplinary reasons on the field. So,
LGP has those issues too for 2 years now.
No, sure. But I'm just saying, if that's your best player, and I think Gregory has been good, but if that's your best player, that just shows that your team is not in a good way. Your attackers aren't doing enough consistently. And just hasn't been good enough across the board. There's a lot of issues here. Players, coaching, are there cultural differences that we can't put a pulse on or we can't really, it's not something tangible, but something that could be happening in that locker room? Because I'm of the belief that some players either have given up on Phil Neville or don't buy into what he's selling or never really did. And we're seeing that.